פרק י"ד סעיף ח"א פרוש הנמצא על בשר של אדם. פרוש is a fly which goes and stings if it is on a person's body. כותבו הפוסקים שאם הפרוש נמצא על בשר של אדם ואוי קצוי ואין יוכל לנערי ממנו כגון שהוא תחת בגודל מותר לתלוי ביודו ולהשליחו. אבל עושה לא רגע, I mean, you've got this, kitsa it's called, parosh, which is on your body. Why do they say dafka on your body? Because otherwise, if you're able to go and throw it off, then you're not allowed to go and trap it. We're discussing a case you can't throw it off, because trapping is also, throw it off is no problem altogether. So if one can't throw it off because it is on your body, or in footnotes he says, even if it's in, some people say, even if it is on your baguet inside, you can't throw it off. In such a case, you're allowed to go and do tzeda, given that there only is a midrabbanon. Why? The after benetilase oival is a tzeda midrabbanon. Shari ein beminun it. Said v'gam al isa mukta him kol mokn etir racham misum elu b'mokn tzar. What he says? That since this tzeda is only also midrabbanon. Why? Because it's not a normal species, not normal animal or fly, not a normal thing which one usually goes and traps. Therefore, it's only if midrabbanon to trap it. In a case where the mokum tsar, person is going to get, it's ready to go and do a thing, then it's a mokum tsar. Chazal did not make a gzer but mokum tsar. But it's only in a case which one can not push it down. If one can push it off, one's not allowed to go and do a trap it, because there's no, not allowed to trap it, only in a case where you've got no other way out. To go and kill this, what's it called, parosh, then you're not allowed to do that either, because it's a minatoya. But if you want to go and trap it in a way that because to save you from getting a sting, then you're allowed, if it is a fly like this, kivin she'ein b'min, and this is only ismid rabbonim. The ifchof base, beidat balechaim shonin shichosun kosher, to go and trap animals which their bite is serious. Balechaim shonin shichosun kosher, kunochosh. A snake which its bite, its sting, is serious. Apsha eina arsi, ve eina shichosu misukenes klal. Mutter le tzoizen, kasha kamenot, le mno arsi min hazik. Even if it is not a dangerous snake, and it is not fatal, that is only serious. It's a serious bite, you have to see to it, it's not fatal, it's not dangerous, even though you're allowed to go and put on a kli. Let's say you've got you see a snake, one's allowed to cover it up with a kli, even though you're doing seder with covering it up, because since you're doing it in order to save yourself from damage, it is not called a malocha, it's called malocha shentrich v'gufi. You don't want it for the snake itself, for in order, you're just doing it in order to save yourself from damage. But mokum tsar, the mokum we are worried a person would get from it a wound or something, and Chazal allowed you to do it. Aval balechem she'in l'shichosun kosher kol kach. Kigen tzira yidvore, ein heter v'tzedem amlot limno mehem hazik. But if you've got an animal which the animal or fly, which is not serious, the bite or the sting. He says even a bee or a wasp, you're not allowed to go and hunt it. You're not allowed to go and trap it in order to make sure it doesn't do you any bad. Chazal only allow you to do it in a case where it is very, very bad, the sting or the bite. They must see how you have devoured and influence the kivas mokum shiadush who ragish leheres shalahem vakitosem misakenes. So you say, "Mutar l'tzeidim." If it's by a baby, I think a baby is dangerous if it has a devoured, a bee going around it. If it is dangerous. Or any other person who's allergic to such a bite or such a sting, then was allowed to go and hunt it because it's dangerous. Well, the Indian harigas balechayin elush neshichosim kosher. Well, the harigas mechoshim arisim arsim b'sham balechayim sheneshichosim mesukenet in the kamon legabe going hunting, not only hunting to go and kill them. The problem from the Tilas Neshama, we'll learn it, Bezos Hashem, later on in the next Seifim. Perek Yudalad Seif Chof Gimel, a new Melacha, Netilat Neshama, to kill a behema, to kill a living being. The Melacha is called Sheichot, which doesn't mean only if a person does Shechita. Any taking away life from a human being or a animal is over from Shechita. It's called Netilat Neshama, to kill a if a person goes and does shchita, or he kills any sort of live animal, any sort of living person, or little creatures, no difference. He's chayiv mishum isa deraisa min atoya mishum tilas neshama, which is a melacha from sheichet. Ben chilek ben imhorig balachaim godel ben imhorig balachaim cotton. Vafila arikas charakim o inamali masura. There's no difference if one kills a big cow or one kills a big elephant. Or if it kills a charakim, namalim, or an ant, or crawlies, all these things. There's no difference. The same issa. There's no difference if a person would kill an elephant, he's chayav mishun atilas neshama, or if he kills an ant. Because the malacha is taking away its life. So if you take away its life, no difference from who you take away its life. If you take it from an elephant or you take it from an ant, it's all the same thing. If one doesn't kill it because one wants to use the animal or the creature, then there's no issa min hatoya. It's more called malacha shein tzricha l'gufo. You don't need it. You're just in order to go and hunt it in order to go, he killed it in order that it should not disturb you. So, Allah Hashem, Shechel Guf, which only author Mida Rabbonim. Chav Dalam, Tashele Dogim Min Mayim, Vinicha Ad Shemei Schaib. A person goes and fishes from water and he lets it die. He's Chayev because he's taking away the life from the fish. He's Chayev. Chav Hei, Hazorik Balachayim Lemayim Umeit. How is that Kahoga be a diamond Chayev? A person goes and throws an animal or any living, even a person, or any living animal, or any living, namala, the same thing, ant. He throws it into the water, then it dies in the water, because he threw it into the water, yechai, because you're killing it. That's the way you're doing it, with your hands, you're killing it. How do you kill it? By throwing it in the water. V'lachen, im nimtzes namala b'kiyo, יש לי זוהר של לפתח את הבאז המים עם הדוב הקרוב לוודא שהנמולה תשתפף. ותומוס במים. If your person's got inside the sink, you've got ants. One's not allowed to open the berez, to open the tap. And then the ants will get washed out and die. Because one's killing them with one's hands. And he says in the footnote, it's not even considered shinui. Because that's a lot of ways, that's quite a normal way to get rid of the ants, is putting off them water. So it's not even considered a shinui. One's not allowed to do that on Shabbos. One has to be very careful. If one's got ants on Shabbos, one is not allowed to kill them with opening the tap.